Yeah, welcome everybody to our Green Day. Yeah, now we can see the slides and welcome to our Green Day. Actually, we had a Green Day on the 3rd, but due to transportation issues, you were all in transit. So today we have a bit of a Green Day, and afterwards Sister Noni and Maria will come and we'll talk in detail on disaster preparation. What I'm going to talk today is a bit about the climate emergency, and as you can see from the world, it's no more climate change. Science is calling it now, science and politics is now calling it climate emergency. And I will straight go a bit in details and explain you a little bit what is going on. We know about climate change almost since 100 years. Unfortunately, the world has not taken the proper action, and we are now in a very difficult situation. Climate is changing, and science has found out that there are trigger points in our climate, or let's say very, very important systems. And they call them the tipping points in climate. They've identified about 12 tipping points in climate. For example, melting of the ice sheet, Greenland ice shield, thawing of the permafrost, changes in Indian monsoon, changes in African monsoon, and changes of the Atlantic circulation. And they say if one of these systems changes, it will affect the other systems, and it may slide out of control in a very fast movement. And science is saying that out of 12 of these tipping points, half of them started to move and change. And this is a very dramatic situation. And the reason why this has happened, it is connected to the jet streams. The jet streams are winds in the upper troposphere. They're very, very fast. And you can see they are going high speed around the globe. And now, because of temperature change, they started to behave like this. So wherever you have a movement like this, you have a high-pressure system, and here you have a low-pressure system. And lately, these jet streams began to change and shift. And this is why you get a drought, or you get heavy rains, or you get a cyclone, or here there is high temperature and somewhere else low temperature, because these jet streams have changed significantly. And that's a very bad news, because nobody can influence those jet streams. And science is really concerned that things may spiral out of control quite soon. Just to give you an idea, 10 days ago there was a world temperature record in the Antarctic. Can you imagine? In the Antarctic, it should be pretty cold, pretty cool. Who knows it? 18.6 centigrade plus in the Antarctic in the winter, 18.6 centigrade. So what we see is dramatic changes in climate. And just to give you an idea what will happen, some of the effects, here you see a graph. This is UK. And this is Netherlands. This is a seawater level rise projection. If the seawater level rises by 1 meter, you can see that half Netherlands will be underwater. And cities like Amsterdam, Rotterdam will be lost. You cannot hold them against rise of the ocean. Here you see a map of Germany, and you see whatever is in red is serious drought condition. In Germany, the forests are dying right now. And we have a damage in the trees like never ever on record. They say about 10, 15, 20% of the forest in Germany is damaged. And we may lose the forest in the next years. So very, very serious implications already happening right now. So, and this is another picture. Is a very current. You might have heard that in Africa there is a locust infection. You know, locusts are these grasshoppers, you know, these little beautiful grasshoppers. If there is one, you can go and touch him and he will jump, and they are green. But if they become many, they're becoming a swarm, and they change color, they become brown, and they eat everything. And in Africa, there's an invasion of locusts. And India is facing the worst locust invasion since the last 100 years. And we have in Rajasthan, here in Rajasthan, we have right now locust invasion. And these locusts, they eat everything, all the food. And it's happening right now. In the Indian government is giving you a app for your mobile phone for the farmers, and you can look where is the locust swarm right now. They have the size of Belgium, some of these swarms, and they can fly 100 kilometers a day. And where they come, there is not a green leaf left over. So this is what's happening right now around the world in Africa and also in parts of Pakistan and northwest India. So it's a very, very serious situation. And this locust invasion happens also because of climate change. Because it's warmer, it rains, and the eggs can harvest much faster. So suddenly you get all this locust invasion. Yeah, and Sir David Attenborough, a very famous filmmaker from UK, he gave recently a statement and he said, the collapse of civilization and the natural world is at the horizon. There are now some scientists, they say that it's too late to change the climate change. So this is the outlook. What is in the pipeline? We will have droughts. Here is a mice field in Germany. This is a forest fire in Germany last summer. This is the River Rhine last summer, where there was no more water. And this is Florida, when the seawater level rises 3 meters. So very, very tough outlook for the near future. Due to latest news, I also like to give you an update on the coronavirus. You all have heard that the virus was first identified about 6 weeks ago or 8 weeks ago in China, in Wuhan province. And meanwhile, the virus has spread all over the world. You can see started in China. Now we have everywhere cases. And in some countries, things might go a bit out of control. For example, in Iran, the virus is now spreading uncontrollable. In Italy, we have 2,000 cases and 50 people died. And we have first case also in Rajasthan, in Jaisalmer, was just reported today. So it is also in India. And the official numbers is one side, but there is also most likely a large number of infections which are not being identified by the medical facilities. The reason is that in the beginning, many people experienced this just as a flu. So I just want to give you some little overview. It is very, very soon the WHO, World Health Organization, may declare the coronavirus a pandemic. And they expect that 60 to 80% of the world population may catch it. There was a 1918, the Spanish flu. You might have heard about it. They say 20 to 50 million people died because of the Spanish flu. And 1918, one third of the world population, they got it by ship. It was transmitted by ship. Now we have planes. So they expect 60 to 80% of the global population to get the virus. The good news is the majority of the cases is relatively mild. If your immune system is okay, it's like a cough, it's like a flu, it's like an influenza, and you very easily will shrug it off after a week or after a couple of days. However, they say that approximately, these are all approximate numbers, 10% of the cases, they develop complications. Immune system not so good, previously some other diseases, weak lungs or this or that, they may develop complication and may have to be taken care in the hospital. And that's the problem, because we don't have enough hospital space for such an amount of number. And that's what happened in China, in Wuhan province. The medical facilities were completely overloaded because they did not have enough hospital space for this 10% of the people who develop complications. The mortality rate is between 1 to 2%. If there's good treatment, it is 1 or 0.5%. But then it's still 10 times higher than influenza. Influenza is 0.1% mortality rate. Out of 1,000 people, one person dies. In coronavirus right now, out of 100 people, one person dies. It's not so serious. So, but it spreads much faster than flu. This is one thing they found out. And the containment strategy which they have applied in China has brought us time. The reason is they do not want that the normal flu and influenza comes together with the coronavirus, because then it becomes total chaos and our health systems will be completely overloaded. Containment strategy buys time but cannot stop the virus. They're expecting now that all over the globe it will pop up and it will go exponential. In Germany we have 200 cases and 10 days ago we had 20. The WHO will soon declare a pandemic. Means global spread of the virus out of control. Watch for the news and for travel restriction. India today cancelled 10 countries' visas. For example, you're from Italy, visa cancelled, Iran visa cancelled, Malaysia visa cancelled, Hong Kong visa cancelled. So India is now applying travel restriction. Not leaving, but coming. So have this in mind. And your home country probably, hopefully, will always allow you to come back. But things will change. I'm traveling in 6 weeks. I have a ticket in 6 weeks. Going back to Germany, I don't yet know if my flight will take place. You know, because I go via Abu Dhabi. So let's see how the situation happens. And it's good you look for news. The isolation which is happening is causing economic contraction. It means in China, the factories, they stop. Since 1 month, no ship container has left China. And on the other side, people stop shopping. How can they stop shopping? They stop shopping, stop going to restaurants. You know, they isolate themselves. So the economy is under threat from two sides, from the production side and from the consumption side. And no economy can survive that. And we have a big bubble. You know, a lot of money has been pumped into the stock market, real estate, and it's all borrowed money. 2008, we had a big crisis. At that time, the world banks had money and the interest rates were high. Now the interest rates already are zero and nobody has money. Everything is borrowed. So this virus is called a game changer. It's called a black swan event. It has the potential to cause a global economic crash. And in some places already, people are in panic buying. I got yesterday a WhatsApp photo from Switzerland. And in one main supermarket there, you cannot buy any more noodles because people have literally bought all the shelves empty. No more noodles in micro supermarket in Switzerland in some places. With time, things may get worse. So if you want more information, you can look up here, World Health Organization. Very, very good updates. So, what is in the pipeline? In the pipeline, climate change is also connected to earthquakes because ice is melting and the load on the earth changes. This causes earthquakes also and volcano eruption. So, in the pipeline is earthquakes, floods and droughts, cold and heat waves, storms, cyclones, hurricanes, wars, conflicts, migration, pollution, disease, epidemic, social and economic breakdown. Fabulous near future is in the pipeline. The effects will be food and water shortage, electricity failure, fuel failure, restriction of movement, security and health. This was drafted before the coronavirus. So you can see certain things are happening right now. Restriction of movement, health issue, and so on. We have yet not any of the other, but it may also happen. So, what happens, what does it mean for the BKs? We will soon deal with a world full of anxiety and depression, fear, anger, and panic. Are we ready? Are we all ready for this? And Baba's message was there, settle and finish all conflicts, keep food for 6 months to 1 year, make Amrit Vela powerful. This was 2 years ago. So I hope you remember that message and you have prepared a bit. And for us BKs, of course, we are under Baba's umbrella of protection and we have to be optimistic. So you see, there are two optimists, the monkey and the elephant. The monkey believes he can catch the elephant and the elephant thinks the monkey can hold him. So this is Baba and these are us. All right? And it's time for us to be a detached observer of all this disaster news and information we get and imagine our perfect world. And our perfect world is the world of peace, love, harmony, beauty, perfection, purity, bliss, prosperity, happy, timeless, and just. And our mind should more and more go into this realm and make these pictures, this visualization, these emotions and feelings very powerful, because we will deal with the world in anxiety and fear. And this will become more and more. And Baba has told us many times these times will come and whoops, suddenly things are happening in front of our eyes. Voila. So, preparation, intensify your spiritual efforts, allocate resources and people, create a checklist, collect information, share with the BK family and act. And practical preparations, you can prepare a detailed list for yourself, center and retreat, water storage, food storage, fuel storage, renewable energies. You might have noticed that Gyan Sarovar has a lot of solar. We can run this whole complex on an emergency basis through solar energy. We can pump the water, we can run the kitchen, and we have enough light and sound to run the complex here on an emergency basis. So, and Brahma Kumaris has an environmental initiative, www.echo.brahmakumaris.org. In this environmental, on this webpage, you will find a lot of information under resources. You will find guidelines for preparation, so many other things you will find, and interviews and things about that. And you can also join our newsletter and can become member of the Green Environmental Movement of Brahma Kumaris. This is our green team. Sister Jente is our head, and Sister Sonia is here. She's our manager of the green team. And if you would like to join the mailing list of the green team, you can contact Sonia and give your mail address to Sonia, and she will put you on our newsletter. And we participate at the UN Climate Conference. We were just in December in Madrid at the climate conference, and the outcome was zero because Australia and America and Saudi Arabia have blocked any outcome. And interestingly, Australia, which is facing the forest fires, is still in denial of climate change. Isn't this an interesting world? We are aware and we know we have to change, but it seems world is not able to do so. So this is a very interesting scenario, and our environmental initiative has the aim to sharpen the understanding of BKs between consciousness, climate change, and creation. What we visualize, we are creating. And we are existing since 10 years, and we have a web page. We have a plastic-free program. We have travel compensation for BKs. And we have a sustainable session in each double foreigner program. We have a green certificate, and we have a regular newsletter. So This was a short overview. My time is up. I promised to my sisters that I will be in time, 29 minutes, and I hope you all became aware about the time. Baba always says the clock is with you children, and it seems now the clock is accelerating. And when you come back to your home country, the situation may have dramatically changed. This is for sure. And now things are happening. I cannot tell you if this is the end, but definitely it is an important puzzle piece which makes the picture of the future more clear. And things happen fast nowadays. So be prepared, be aware, and I hope you are inspired to increase your spiritual efforts to become strong on the inside so we can deal with the situation, with the people to come. And I'm very happy that we now have a session with Sister Noni and Maria, and they will in detail sort of educate you from different aspects how to be prepared for a disaster. What are the emotions? What are the feelings? What's actually happening there? Okay, thank you very much, Sister Noni. Please come.
My name is Noni. We are a team. I am from Peru, and I am very happy to be here with all of you.
My name is Marianne from Costa Rica.
My name is Irene from Colombia.
Irene doesn't speak English, so we will have Claudia. She's going to translate to English when she's an expert in Colombia, where there are many disasters, social and physical. So in her country, she's a manager of an NGO that supports in this topic. And Noni works as a psychology. She works with people that have faced disasters. And in my case, I work as a psychology when people have been kidnapped or tortured and things like that. So we are a team in Latin America that we created. And we will share with you some things of how to manage disasters.
This is our agenda. And I would like to say also, sorry if I don't speak very proper English, but I will do my best. And we will speak about universal procedures to address various types of disasters and our spiritual and psychological approach about this topic.
Onchanti. Bueno, continuando pues con la perspectiva global que nos explicaba el hermano Golo y cómo es de nuestro quehacer como brahmas, como brahmis, vamos a hacer una intervención muy práctica, muy lúdica sobre.
Sí. Yes. Continuing with the global perspective that Golobai was given, now we're given a perspective about
una perspectiva global de los Brahma Kumaris.
From Brahma Kumaris on how to deal with this type of disasters.
Bien, entonces para nadie es un secreto que Baba siempre nos viene insistiendo en que las señales de estos tiempos es de repente, que hay que
for
estar
no
siempre listos.
For no one is a secret that Baba is given always saying that every situation will be suddenly, that we have to be ever ready.
Y para lo cual es importante que cada uno desde nuestro nivel de conciencia nos preparemos, no solamente a nivel físico, mental, sino también emocional, espiritual.
So for everyone it's something very important to know that we have to be prepared not only physically but emotionally and spiritually.
Existen unos procedimientos internacionales apoyados por unas normas locales. Y es muy importante que cada uno de nuestros países asumamos esos compromisos.
There are certain commitments and procedures that are internationally agreement and also locally. So it's very important for each of us in every country to commit to these perspectives.
Bien.
Procedures.
Sí. Para intervenir desde la perspectiva de la prevención estos riesgos globales.
To intervene in these situations in a in a global perspective.
Riesgos tecnológicos, como son las fallas estructurales, eléctricos, que se pueden presentar en nuestros sitios de residencia.
So some risks, it can be technological, it can come from the electrical wiring from our own residences.
Los riesgos ambientales que nos acabaron de explicar.
The environmental risks that they just explained to us.
Y los riesgos sociales que también son provocados por el hombre. Aquí entran los riesgos de terrorismo.
And also the social risks. They are created by human beings, and in here there also you can have the terrorism.
Bueno, entonces para mitigar estos riesgos es importante que contemos con un plan de emergencias.
To mitigate these effects, it's very important for us to have an emergency plan.
En los centros de Brahma Kumaris y en nuestras viviendas personales.
At the centers of Brahma Kumaris, but also in our own homes.
Este plan de emergencia, ¿sí?, debe partir de una identificación de riesgos.
This emergency plan should start from first identifying all the risks that there are.
Y esta precisamente corresponde a la fase de preparación.
This is the preparation phase.
Donde se identifican riesgos eléctricos, riesgos locativos, riesgos biológicos, riesgos ergonómicos.
Where you can identify first the technological risks, biological risks, ergonomical risks.
Y con esta identificación, ¿sí?, convocar a Brahmis para el apoyo en la conformación de esta brigada de emergencia.
And after you identify all the possible risks, then you can call for volunteers in the Brahmin family so you can create an emergency brigade.
Con capacidad para actuar en primeros auxilios, evacuación y rescate.
With the capacity to be actually able to do something on the first aid, in the evacuation, to rescue people.
Y prevención y control de incendios.
And for the prevention and control of fires.
Bien, en América Latina contamos con un equipo de brigadistas quienes son los encargados en cada país en los centros.
In Latin America, we actually had, in every country, we have one group of Brahmins that is in charge of creating these plans in every center.
De adelantar acciones básicas para la atención de emergencias.
To do the basic actions for the attention of emergencies.
Uh-huh. Hemos sido capacitados.
We have been having these trainings. We have received some trainings.
En cómo responder a nivel psicológico, a nivel emocional y a nivel físico.
On how to respond in a physical, in a psychological and a spiritual level.
Bien, ahora vamos a hacer unas prácticas, nos colocamos de pie.
We now are going to do some practice, so please everyone can, if you
vamos.
Can please stand up.
Dentro de esta preparación, el fortalecer estrategias de afrontamiento nos dan la capacidad de responder muy tranquilamente ante eventos de emergencias.
In this type of preparations, in order to strengthen the way that we have to respond in this to face these emergencies, when once we have to deal with them really in the action, it will be a lot more easier and more calm.
Bien. Entonces iniciamos con un ejercicio de respiración. La respiración tiene la capacidad de tranquilizarnos y colocarnos en el momento presente ante las situaciones que estén acaeciendo.
So first we will start with a breathing exercise that will help us to be back in the present and also calm ourselves in whatever situation we will have to be dealing.
Entonces, inhalamos.
So we inhale and put in our tips.
Retenemos y
you hold the air and then you exhale.
Inhalamos.
Inhale. Exhale.
Bueno, en este momento,
in this moment,
ustedes están teniendo síntomas para presentar una enfermedad súbita.
You're having a symptom of a sudden illness right now.
Un desmayo.
You're fainting.
están empezando a ver lucecitas.
You yourself are starting to see some strange lights.
Sienten un desvanecimiento.
You feel that you are like losing up.
Y cuando yo cuente hasta tres, cada uno de ustedes va a adoptar una posición de autoprotección.
And when I count to three, each one of you have to adopt yourself in a position of protection.
Con la finalidad, self-protection. Con la finalidad de identificar si tenemos el conocimiento de cómo evitar el desmayo.
So this is for us to know if we actually know how to prevent the faintings.
Un desmayo sucede porque no llega oxígeno al cerebro.
Normally the fainting happens because there is no oxygen coming to the brain.
Entonces, cuando yo cuento hasta tres, ustedes asumen la postura anti-desmayo.
So at the count of three, you will be putting yourself in a position to prevent the fainting.
Vamos a ver quién lo hace bien.
And I can see to see who of you know how to do it properly.
¿Listos?
Ready?
One. Two, three. Bueno, observamos por allí en esta fila cuántos se salvan del desmayo.
We will see in that line how many of you are saving yourself from fainting.
Sister.
The sister.
Uh-huh. Allí safe. antes favorecieron el desmayo. Perfecto, acá.
Okay, perfect, brother.
Brother.
On the front.
Muy
good
bien,
job.
Brother.
You didn't faint.
Por aquí veo posición anti-desmayo. Sister,
yes,
muy bien.
Yes. Very good
Sonia,
job.
Muy bien.
Sister Sonia, you're not fainting very good.
Muy bien. Sí, una manita acá y nos felicitamos porque la mayoría
so
asumimos la postura adecuada.
So you have to put a tap on your back because most of you knew how to prevent the fainting.
Sí. Contar con un botiquín de primeros auxilios en los centros
en
nuestras viviendas.
Now, to have a first aid kit in the center but also in our homes is very important.
Permite que respondamos adecuadamente.
Because it would allow us to respond in a proper way.
Levanten la mano quienes tienen botiquín, sí, una maleta de emergencias en los centros.
Raise your hands. Who in your centers had a first aid kit? An updated first aid kit.
Muy bien, very good. ¿Quiénes cuentan con un stock de emergencias en los centros, en sus viviendas?
And who out of you have an emergency stock in the centers and at your homes?
De repente,
the food,
siempre
water,
listos,
ever ready,
y por un
suddenly,
largo periodo de
and for
tiempo.
A long period of time.
Uh-huh, muy bien. Vamos con el siguiente ejercicio.
Now,
inhalamos.
We're going to the next exercise where you have to inhale.
Nos encontramos ante una fuga de gas.
And now, you are facing a gas leakage.
Por falta de mantenimiento preventivo.
Because we didn't do a prevention maintenance of our gas.
Y no cerrar las llaves en la noche.
And we forgot to close the key, the gas.
Se presenta
at night.
Un escape de gas.
And right now, the gas is coming out of that.
Cuento hasta tres y asumimos las medidas de autoprotección.
So now, I will count to three and you have to put yourself in a self-protection position.
One, two, three. Fuga de gas. ¿Ah? Muy bien. Bueno, el hermano se abrigó como
the
para.
The brother put the child on top of himself. Is that okay or no? ¿Está bueno eso o no?
Sí, está bien. Okay. Entonces la postura, las medidas de autoprotección, sí, es abrir ventanas.
So first, the first thing that you have to do for self-protection is open the windows.
No utilizar equipos eléctricos que puedan generar chispas.
Do not use any electrical appliance that can generate any spark. No cell phones.
Básicamente eso.
And basically, is that
bien.
Was it.
Vamos con
and
la
close,
siguiente.
Close the gas.
Vamos con la siguiente. ¿Quiénes en sus centros o en sus viviendas, en los baños, que es una zona de riesgo?
Who out of all of you in the bathrooms, there are actually zones for risks.
Cuentan con pasamanos en las duchas.
Do you have in the showers the holders, rails? Who out of you? No one in the showers. Okay.
La barra.
Sí, sí, ahí están.
Muy bien, ¿sí? Bueno, por X circunstancia, falta de atención, se presenta una caída.
And now, by any situation, somebody just fell into the shower.
Y ustedes están solos.
No, you fell into the shower and you are by yourself.
Cuando yo cuento hasta tres, cada uno de ustedes, ¿sí?, va a asumir, ¿sí?, un primer auxilio consigo mismo.
Now, at the count of three, you, yourself, each one of you will do something to attend yourself in the first aid help, to help yourself. What would you do?
Presentan una lesión en el brazo y antebrazo derecho.
You actually broke your bones. In your this part of your bone, in the arms and in here, you have two fractures.
Y están ustedes solos.
And you are by yourself in the floor of the bathroom, of the shower.
Bien, entonces cuando yo cuento hasta tres, todos se aplican una medida de autoprotección, un primer auxilio, construir su propia férula, su propio inmovilizador.
So now, when I count to three, you will be showing us what to do to help yourself because you are by yourself and you have to try to immobilize yourself, your own hand, that with two fractures.
Con lo que llevamos puesto.
With whatever you are carrying on, the arm. You fractured in two parts, this part of the arm and this part of the arm, and now you have to immobilize the arm with whatever you're carrying on.
One, two, three.
And you're in the floor in the shower, right?
Bueno, entonces veo que utilizaron tres clases de inmovilizadores.
I can notice that you're using three types of immobilizers.
Anatómico, el mismo cuerpo.
Anatomical, your same body.
Utilizaron ropa.
You also use clothes.
Muy bien.
Very good, brother. You're surviving. Everyone see this brother and clap, please.
Uh-huh.
A big hand for him.
Aplauso, muy bien. Él todas las... En los casos los ha hecho muy bien.
In every case he has 100, so he passed with honors.
Muy bien. Sí, entonces hay que ser muy prácticos. De repente, siempre listos y tenemos el conocimiento espiritual. Sí, es importantísimo también dentro de esas medidas de autoprotección.
So we have to be ever ready and be very practical, and because the things will happen suddenly. So now it's very important in this protection measurements that we're taking.
Hacer ejercicios de visualización.
To make an exercise of visualization of whatever can happen.
Hablarnos a nosotros mismos.
To talk with each other, to myself, talk to myself.
Para que cuando estemos frente a una emergencia.
So whenever we are facing an emergency,
respondamos de la manera más adecuada.
We can respond in a most effective way.
Inicié a los 18 años en la Cruz Roja Colombiana.
I've been working since I was 18 years old in the Red Cross in Colombia.
Tuve la posibilidad de estar en desastres, en emergencias.
So I had the opportunity to be in the front line in all the emergencies and disasters.
Atentados terroristas.
And also in terrorist attacks.
Y la seguridad, la confianza en sí mismo.
And the trust in itself.
Y el conocimiento de cómo actuar.
And the knowledge of how to act.
Permitieron asumir las situaciones de la manera más exitosa.
It allowed me to actually face all the situations in the most successful way.
Se les entregó a cada uno de ustedes.
So now each one of you received this paper.
Una matriz.
There's a matrix.
¿Sí? De cómo actuar.
On how to act.
Frente a principales riesgos.
How to face the main risks.
Que se puedan presentar en los centros.
That you can actually lived in your own centers.
Bien. Y en este material,
and in this page,
van unos links, unas direcciones,
you have websites and links,
para que ustedes puedan consultar.
So So you can consult them as well.
Procedimientos universales.
The universal procedures.
En el caso de incendios.
In the case of what to do with the fire.
Terremotos.
Earthquakes.
Huracanes.
Hurricanes.
Terrorismo.
Terrorism attacks.
Y otros.
And others.
Bien. Tras el tsunami de Japón.
After the Japan tsunami.
Sí. Con el Congreso Japan. De Sendai.
With the Sendai Congress.
Sí. Sí, todos los países de la ONU acordaron.
All the countries affiliated to the UN, they agree.
Realizar un análisis de vulnerabilidad de cada país.
To make an assessment of the vulnerabilities of their own countries.
Y esta fase ya se cumplió.
And they already fulfilled this phase.
Sí. En este momento, el compromiso de los países.
In this moment, the commitments of each country.
Con las comunidades es fortalecer la resiliencia.
With every community is to strengthen the resilience.
Estructuras sismoresistentes.
To how to build the buildings in a case of an earthquake that can actually stand.
Y capacitar a la población en general.
And to train all the population in general.
Dentro de estos compromisos internacionales.
Inside these international commitments.
En octubre.
In October.
Se hace un simulacro local y global.
There was a global and also local simulacro. Drill, like emergency drill that you have to escape from a building and be like that and all.
Apoyados por organismos internacionales como la Cruz Roja.
They were supported with the international organisms like
Defensa,
Red Cross.
Defensa Civil.
And the Civil Defense.
Y la finalidad de estos simulacros es medir la capacidad de respuesta de las instituciones.
The aim of these drills was to measure the capacity of the institutions to face these events.
Muy bien. Vamos ahora a revisar cómo están nuestros conocimientos de actuación.
Right now we're going to review, evaluate how are our knowledge, how is our knowledge in regards of
en el caso de un terremoto.
In an earthquake. How many of you live in countries that have earthquakes?
Bueno, buscamos.
Le estoy preguntando cuántos viven en países que tienen.
But if you travel like in a different airports, right?
Muy bien. Entonces vamos a buscar a cuatro hermanos, a cuatro hermanas. Nos ubicamos rápidamente, cuatro hermanas.
We will be forming groups of four, quickly. Groups of four souls.
Vamos, come on.
Brother souls, as Baba says today in the morning. Find four brother souls.
Bueno, muy bien, ¿dónde está el primer equipo organizado?
Where is the first team?
Vamos.
Come on.
¿Dónde
we have a Sandy.
Cuando yo cuente hasta tres, simulamos el terremoto.
Okay, at the count of three, there will be an earthquake, and you have to be in groups of four, you will not be safe.
One.
Quickly. Hi, Apu. Jaldi.
¿Qué hacer en el caso de un terremoto?
What would you do in the case of an earthquake?
Two. Y terremoto.
An earthquake. Save yourself. Come on, Mexico.
Very good.
A ver, los hermanos.
The ceiling is falling down.
Muy bien. Observemos a los hermanos que están ubicados al
Please
costado.
Please everyone see all these brothers that came into the door.
Es importante revisar los procedimientos adecuados frente a la ubicación debajo de los marcos.
So it's very important to review the procedures to locate yourself in underneath the frames of the doors.
Al igual que el triángulo de la vida.
And also there's something that is called the triangle of life.
Bien. Entonces, ¿cuál es el procedimiento más adecuado? Protegerla, la cabeza.
So what is the most adequate procedure? Sí. Like Nihon Jin, they did well. They protect the head.
Colocarnos, sí, al lado de una estructura firme.
To put yourself next to something that is very firm and protect your head.
En posición fetal.
In a fetal position.
Sí, respirar profundo.
Breathe deeply.
Recordar Baba.
To have a very good yoga, remember Baba.
Sí, y esperar que pase el movimiento telúrico.
And you have to wait until the earthquake is gone.
Recordemos que las réplicas pueden tener mayor repercusión.
Remember that the aftermath, the next earthquakes will have even worse repercussions.
Bueno, muy bien. Inhalamos.
Inhale.
¿Quiénes de ustedes ya cuentan con una maleta con su kit de emergencias?
How many of you have a backpack, an emergency backpack in your houses and centers?
Con alimentos no perecederos.
With the food, the long-lasting food.
Linternas.
Flashlight.
Eso. Muy bien. Aplausos para quienes ya lo tienen.
A clap for whoever is already with the emergency backpack.
Muy bien. Bueno. En el material que ustedes tienen, van a encontrar una página muy importante.
In that paper that you just received, you will find a website that is very important, a link.
En 23 idiomas.
In 23 different languages.
Se llama Listo.
It's called Ready. Uh-huh. In Spanish, Listo.
Sí. La invitación es a que compartamos esta información.
So, the invitation right here is for you to share this information.
Y nos responsabilicemos a liderar en los centros.
And also get the responsibility to lead in your own centers.
En nuestra vida Lokit y Alokit.
In both, in our Lokit and Alokit lives.
Frente a los comportamientos en el caso de emergencias.
To face the behaviors whenever we have a situation of emergency.
En lo personal, en mi familia Lokit.
Personally, in my Lokit family.
Hemos hablado de que cuando se presente un desastre,
we have spoke that whenever we have, if we have to face a disaster,
¿cuál sería el punto de encuentro?
Which will be the point of encounter? Where will be meeting point? The meeting point.
Hablamos con mucha naturalidad acerca de la muerte.
We also talk very naturally about death.
Sí. Y estamos preparados para irnos el que le corresponda.
And we are also prepared to leave the body to whoever, whenever the turn we have to take, whenever we have to leave the body.
¿Alguien más lo ha hecho acá?
Somebody else has done it before in here? Any of you have done it? Talk about death and be natural about it?
Bien importante y da mucha tranquilidad el compartir esta información, el prepararnos espiritual y psicológicamente para estos momentos.
It's very important and also give a very natural and light feeling when you prepare yourself for these situations.
Finalmente,
finally,
otra recomendación es que Brahma Kumaris tiene un riesgo, un peligro cuando se realizan actividades, conferencias de cara a la gente, a la población.
And now another recommendation, we as Brahma Kumaris also have some risks whenever we do a public conference and public any public event.
Garantizar la seguridad a través de la conformación de las brigadas.
So we have to guarantee the safety with these emergency brigades.
Contar con extintores.
We have to have the fire extinguishers.
Rutas de evacuación.
Evacuation routes.
Señalización.
And put signals around the where's the emergency exit and
sí.
All of that.
Sí. En América Latina.
In Latin America.
Contamos con un video.
We have a video.
Que se lo utilizamos antes de iniciar los procesos de formación.
That we use it before any training session.
Y en el cual se dan unas pautas de comportamiento.
And in this video, they have certain steps to which behaviors to adopt.
De llegarse a presentar una emergencia.
In whatever emergency we have to face.
Sí, entonces vamos a ver ese video está disponible en inglés.
This video is available in English.
Y es responsabilidad informar sobre estos peligros.
And it's our responsibility to inform about these dangers. We solicit recommendations in case of emergency. Types of emergencies that you can face in the Brahmakumari centers. Technological threats, fire, explosions, structural fails, accidents, fails and teams. Goodbye. Social, okay, preserve your, be calm. Identify emergency exits. Avoid taking any objects with you. Carry any objects. Recommendations in case of evacuations in fires. In case of smoke, you will have to crawl into the floor. Avoid coming back. In case of earthquake, do not evacuate during the earthquake. Search for the elements that will serve as protection and wait until destruction. Follow the evacuation signals. Signs. And go to the meeting point indicated by Brahmakumaris. Thank you, and we hope you enjoyed this activity.
Bueno, muy bien. Bueno, ¿alguna pregunta sobre
any
procedimientos universales?
How to procedure in any type of event? There's any other event that you have in your own countries that we haven't mentioned?
¿Alguno de ustedes que quiera compartir, sí, y que haya estado en una situación de emergencia?
¿Alguna erupción volcánica?
Bien. Ahí está.
En las Filipinas tuvieron una erupción volcánica. She's talking about volcanic eruptions, that she's from Philippines and they have a big eruption. So what to do? ¿Qué hacer?
Bien. Bien. La vulnerabilidad de cada país.
Every country has their own vulnerabilities.
Marca la ruta y los procedimientos de actuación en la población, en la comunidad.
Lead the way of which procedures that every community has to do.
Muy importante seguir las instrucciones locales de evacuación.
So it's very important to follow the local evacuation directions.
¿Nos quieres compartir cómo te fue en ese momento?
Do you want to share with us how do you face it? What
¿Filipinas?
Was your experience?
My country is replete with disasters, earthquake, but we have everything. But last January, we did not expect the volcano, Taal volcano to erupt. Who has been to the retreat center in the Philippines? That's where the volcano is. So the retreat center was affected. All ash fall, and we could not travel, and no lights. And the explosion, earthquake, tremors, the whole day. So what we experience is that it is important to coordinate with the local government because they know, they have been trained, they know what to do in those situations. So we are now very closely working to help the survivors in the island so that they can go back to their normal lives. But the center was safe, although it closed for a few weeks. Up to now, it's still not running programs because we are still renovating.
Thank you very much. Bueno, muy bien. ¿Sí? ¿Alguien más los quiere compartir?
Somebody else who wants to share? Maybe someone from Japan? Nihonjin?
Or Australia.
Australia,
they had to evacuate, no?
the center.
Someone who has to evacuate the center or something?
And I don't know if you know, but the Guyana center just burned. They just went like completely burned. So all of us are at risk at some point, no?
Bueno, muy bien. Sí, entonces nos felicitamos.
We want to congratulate you and you yourself congratulated the From now on, we will have more commitment
con nuestro kit de emergencias,
with our own emergency kit,
el stock de alimentos,
with our own emergency food supply stock.
Quienes estuvimos en Shantivan,
whoever was now in Shantivan,
pudimos evidenciar,
we could actually witness
las medidas que se han venido adoptando para reducir el riesgo biológico.
All the measurements that have been actually improving to prevent the biological risks.
Sí, con el manejo de los alimentos, el agua.
With the food, the hygiene, the water treatment.
Y son medidas que en los centros también hay que adelantar.
And there are measurements that at the centers we also have to adopt.
Bueno, gracias.
Muchas, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Shukriya.
Now, when you have to help people after some very bad catastrophe has happened, so what is the main thing that you will do with them? So we are going to suggest a spiritual approach, what you can do, because the sensation, so the experience that the body has, you cannot tell the people to remain calm. You have to do something special to help them to become balanced again. So what we are going to do now is we are going to stand up. You leave all your things in your chair and see how intelligent is our body. We are going to put our right hand up, our left feet like this, and now we are going to put it up. And the idea is that you are not going to take the support of anything, just your own body. See how smart is the body. Even in a comfortable position, remain balanced. And the other side, no? And then the other feet, and then we are going to see. Easy, no? Very easy? Yes? Okay, why? Stay there. We are not finished yet. Why was easy? You had only one foot, no? One foot? One feet, and you were not falling down. Why? Because there is a weight balance, and your brain and your nervous system is very intelligent. It knows how to keep balance in very uncomfortable position. No? Now we are going to do this. You are going to close your eyes, but first I want to show you what we are going to do. We are going to put both of our hands here, and we are going to do circles. But we are going to close our eyes, okay? Close your eyes, and now we're going to do circles with your leg. Close your eyes. What is happening there? You're not so balanced now. Okay, let's try to the other side, okay? Let's close our eyes and make circles. Okay. What happened now? It was balance? A little bit more difficult, no? Because there are circumstances where you don't know what to do. Because in that very moment, it's like you remain with your eyes closed. Because the situation is suddenly, it's sudden, it's something unexpected. But even then, the body tried to not fall down, no? So now you can sit. And that's the main thing that we are going to do with ourselves. We are going to find an inner point of balance. The first step is to, again, go to your inner safe space. And for that, when you have experiencing some anxiety, it's very good to breathe deeply. Can we have like a soft music? A little soft music. Thank you, brother. And what are we going to do is, as your body found balance, even in a very uncomfortable position, you will find an inner balance. It could be an image, a sound, a word that gives you peace. It could be an image, a word that gives you really a real peace. And I will visualize that inside I am safe. I am there, protected. I am like in the eye of the hurricane. Where everything is quiet. I'm safe. Thank you. I have done this exercise with refugees from Nicaragua, Honduras, and Venezuela. One of them was a little girl, 11 years old. She was shot in her head, no? And because of that, different very risky situations, when we did this exercise of, again, feeling safe, but inside the self, she said, you know, this is the first time during many months that I felt myself again. It's like, you know, even with this kind of words, maybe you would not use the word soul, depending on the country where you are, but if you tell them to go back to their inner safe space, they will connect with the soul in a very practical way. You know? So that's the first step that we suggest that we do. And then after that, after you are again feeling secure and safe, then how to deal with the fear? And fear is an emotion that is connected with the autonomous nervous system. What is that? Your palpitations, your breathing, your sweating, your hand movements. And what happens when there is something that gives you the experience of fear, naturally your body will react. Why? Because the adrenaline. And the adrenaline, once it's there, is there. And it's going to last at least half an hour to go up, no? And so if you try to control fear, it's not possible. If you say to someone who is experiencing an anxiety crisis, don't. Just be peaceful. Remain calm. And she's feeling all of this sweating and palpitations. She cannot feel that way because her body is already activated. So, what to do? We know that the feeling is going to disappear, you know, the body is going to go back to their normal state, but there is something very interesting that we know about the mind. You know, the mind don't understand no. You know that. If I tell you not to think in yellow butterflies, not to think in yellow butterflies. Not. What is going to happen? You will think in yellow butterflies, no? So in case of fear, it's going to create a lot of thoughts. But if I tell my mind, don't have fear, what is going to happen? You will experience more fear. And that is called the cycle of anxiety or fear. Because you cannot, it's not the way to do it, no? So what would you do instead of saying not to have fear? How would you like to respond? So you can see, it's good to use different the different learning styles that we have. Sometimes we are more auditive. How you say? Auditory or visual or kinesthetic. So sometimes people with some sound will go back to a stage where it's more balanced, or other could be with some movement, you know? So each one of us has to see which learning style applies to you. And that is very useful for meditation, you know? Because sometimes we sleep in meditation because, not only because we are sitting the whole time, but because we don't use our learning style, like, you know, visualize or just the sound or, you know. Okay. So now I'm going to pass to Noni, and she's going to do an exercise to deal with fear.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Marianne. But before that, I would like to ask you, what is the feeling that you feel when emergency situation come? What is the feeling that you experience? Panic? Good? Alert? The heart? Very good. What else? Anxiety? Excellent. But we are spiritual people. What about that? But it's normal, no? To have different emotions. So, there are one researcher, Barbara Fredrickson. She created a huge researching about the emotions. And she said as Baba, no? That cheerful, serenity and love expand our capacity to think and see the biggest picture. So in psychology, the people encourage others in therapy, in order to let them see the situation from above. Más allá, ¿no? So, this in Hindi. I don't know why. Our normal response in difficult situations, fear, stress, somatization, anger, anxiety, sadness, blockages, it's normal. But we are Baba's childs. ¿Tienes children? ¿Tienes el papel que dijo Baba? El papel de lo que dijo hoy día. Today, during the book, Baba sent us a message in Pandababan. Who are in Pandababan in this room? Ah, only a few of you. Marianne, can you please bring?
Because the Baba's message was about fear of this virus. And he says that he's going to put a crown that in Spanish is corona, the same as the virus, of that he is the Almighty and we are his children and he is with us, so we have to use his power and use the blessings that he already has given to us to help ourselves to be careful, to be protected, not only us but others. You know, and it was very beautiful message that I guess they are going to share.
Thank you, Marianne. But of course, we want to present something for help us as a human being also, no, and help others, the people who is around us. So this is normal. If you feel fear, if you feel anxiety, don't feel bad, because we are in a process. And we will do some healing process also. We will take some, we will do some exercise, and we will invite you to think in one fear. For example. So, we put some examples here in connection with emergency. And here we have, for example, to experience a big earthquake or natural disaster, or to get stuck in airport because coronavirus, or someone from your family is bleeding and has problems to breathe. So please take one paper and your pen or pencil. We will do some work, some exercise. You will write something, and the first thing is think in one fear and write in your paper in relation with this topic, emergency. One fear. How many of you already have your fear? Okay, a few. So a few minutes more, or 1 minute more. You don't need to share with anyone, so it's a very personal exercise, so feel be free. Feel free to write whatever fear you feel that you are able to identify. The next step. How I would like to respond or relate with it during this month with the fear, with this fear. How I would like to respond or relate with it during this month. If the fear is alive, what I would tell to him? So now, have a conversation, writing, with your fear. If the fear is alive, what I would tell to him? Take your time. Okay, the next step. What will be the impact in my life if I could not change the way I relate with the fear in 1 month? What will be the impact in my life if I would not change the way I relate with the fear in 1 month? What will be the impact in my life if I would not change the way I relate with the fear in 6 months? What would be the impact in my life if I would not change the way I relate with the fear in 1 year? Now, what would be the impact in your life or in my life if I was able to change the way I relate with the fear in 1 month? What would be the impact in my life if I was able to change the way I relate with the fear in 1 month? In 6 months, what will be the impact in my life if I was able to change the way that I relate with the fear in 6 months, and then in 1 year? Okay, now if you want, feel free to share with the one who is next to you, not about the details, but the feelings or experience. You have a few minutes, 5 minutes, okay? Om Shanti. Okay, time is over. Someone would like to share a few words about the experience?
Hello, my name is Margaret and I'm from the UK. It was interesting because my fear, or something that seems to be a fear, is flooding. And whilst doing that exercise, I realised as a child, we had a house with a cellar, and that used to get flooded. And I used to go look at it and think, you know, what will happen if it comes up to the top of the house? And so, yes, you know, that sorted a fear out. And I was thinking, 1 month, what would you be like? 2 months, or six months in a year? But then I started working on the thought that if it's flooding, you can get a table or a chair, sit on it, you know, turn it upside down, it's wood that floats. We drink water every day, we don't die from that. There's always air around. And so to be able to pull on Baba's strength and power, as was said from Pandav Baba. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
It's on. Okay. Hello, everyone. My name is Abinol, and I'm from South Africa. And so, as I was sitting there, I was thinking back on the year 1999 when I was here and they were doing the disaster management. And I remember going back home and preparing for destruction. I think one of the things about destruction is that when you come into Gyan and you know this is all going to disappear, there's a lot of fear. And so most of my meditation and thinking about the end was always there in the beginning years. And as a brother had said, you know, we've been doing this for a long time. It seems almost imminent. And so my fear for where I'm going through right now was, okay, I think I've got it. I know I'm going to leave the body with ease. And what about the rest of us? You know, is everyone going to be okay? Yes, we have attachment to family to some extent. It's not the Brahman family, Laukiks. But that's the fear, I guess, because I'm happy to leave. I think I'm prepared. But is it, the fear I have is everyone going to be okay?
Thank you very much. For each one of you and for both of them for share.
Baba talks about wasteful thoughts, but in case of fear, we will call them automatic thoughts. When something happens, there are some thoughts that are automatically there. They are so unconscious. You don't even realize that you are thinking that way. It's automatic thoughts. So they come from sanskars. So it's not that you are choosing them. They are just there. So what happened is that now we know that the fear is there. We can do a process as we did today. And then we are going to feel better, released. But this is not a line. This is like a circle, because to change the automatic response, how many times we would have to really practice this? As the brother was saying, years we have been listening, but really practicing in a way that we are changing our response to situations that are suddenly happening. Because we have to be very honest and really patient with the self, we still have automatic thoughts that are not really positive. So it's okay. We just have to acknowledge and to understand that to respond in different way to something. And you know, it's very interesting that right now Harvard had to create another research institute for anxiety. Because anxiety, it's like a feel of fear, but it's like more like a una amenaza, like a threat. Like you feel a threat and you don't know from where, very clear. But it's there, and it's giving you feelings or automatic thoughts that are not pure, that are not positive. So to acknowledge them and to replace them and do this, how many times we can do this, you know? And the third exercise that we want to do with you is the power of good wishes and pure feelings. Because Baba has been saying, and even in this NCCC meeting, to Brij Mohan Bhai, to him, someone asked him, which kind of service we can do in these final times? And then, for example, I am from a country, Costa Rica, that it's quite safe, but the country next to us, Nicaragua, is in a big danger. And we have BK family there. But we have not been able to go there since 2 years. So how to sustain them? And Brij Mohan Bhai said, this time is for service through the mind. To really serve through the mind. And there is a story when there was the Berlin Wall, do you remember? That one side of the people of one side of the Berlin Wall threw garbage to the other side one night. I read that story, you know? And then they say that from the other side they cleaned, and they then threw groceries to the other side. And I like that example, because when the situations are very negative, and people it's really aggressive, or it's saying things that are not proper to you, what do you give back to them? So having good wishes and pure feelings all the time for even the ones who are like that. And we want to do this exercise because in the case, in this last moment, our good wishes and pure feelings for everyone who is really, even in our BK family, experiencing things that are difficult, and for the world where we are, if we keep doing this all the time, we have that power. It's a power. And Baba said today in that message, book message, that we already have blessings and we already have power, but we don't use it. We have to use it more, no? So what we want to do now to finish, and I know that it's going to come the traffic control, so we can do it with that. It's first to identify someone that for you right now is like a challenge. Like maybe there is someone close to you that knows how to press your buttons and you react in a way that you don't like. So if you can identify those souls, and to them, we are going to do this exercise, especially for the ones who know how to make us react. Okay? So, if we can have music. Thank you. So, we are going to have that soul in mind. You can choose one or two. Or you can share the room with them right now in this complex. But we know that all of them have a story. All of them have experience of love, but they have experience of violence too. And we all need love. The love that is pure. So we are going to take Baba's love. And if it's not possible to feel love for them, at least we can have good wishes. For those souls. Embrace them. With this energy of good wishes. I don't need to defend myself. Just give love and pure feelings. And visualize that they are okay. and all my negativity will dissolve. Why to keep that in my heart? The past is past. Just to let go of that. And start again. And I can extend those good wishes now to everyone. Om Shanti. Thank you. The energy was beautiful of all of you. I just want you to reflect, and what do you take from this workshop that you just experienced? What points are you going to practice? And we are going to suggest you to do something, to not just have this information in yourself, but how are you going to apply this? So just think in one or two things that you can do to apply this. Like what we say today is about spiritual and physical and psychological approach to disasters. Yes? Observe and act. So I hope that now when you go back, you have more information, but we have gathered a lot of information. It has been translated to English too. We have all of this in English, in Spanish, but it's going to be in English soon. To these different areas, and even in your countries, if you go back and you can look how to storage water, like for here, because we knew the water was not very good, we bought some filters for the water bottle. So there are things that are very easy to have, but in terms of spiritual preparedness and psychological first aids, there are more things too that we can implement. Yes? So, thank you very much. Do you want to say something more? No? Irene? Okay. Om Shanti.